Shield versus Nikola Tesla, written by Stories for Travelers, read by Raven. Summary: the Avengers travel back in time to fight a villainous Nikola Tesla. Classified communication from Agent Jasper Sitwell to Agent Maria Hill. Subject: Time Traveling Avengers. I am writing to inform HQ of several events pertaining to the current mission to stop Nikola Tesla from becoming a villain that tries to take over the world. 1. We have confirmed that it is, as we suspected, Loki who traveled back in time to encourage Tesla to turn his attention toward world domination. Thor, upon finding this out, became very sad and left to find Loki. The rest of the team stayed to pursue Tesla. 2. Captain Rogers has repeatedly asked me to indicate to S.H.I.E.L.D. that there are a lot of bullies in this century. I have explained the importance of preserving the timeline and only fixing what Loki changed numerous times, so that we do not alter the future we come back to. His response was to mock me with whiny baby noises and say, "Wah! I don't want to wake up in a future where everything's different from what I know! Wah! That would be so hard!" He then apologized for hurting my feelings, but again noted that he did not enjoy being told that he wasn't allowed to fight for what he cared about. He left the team soon after to fight injustice, though I have no idea what that means. 3. Apparently, Agent Romanov is a highly skilled classical violinist. I mention this because she has decided being in this century is an excellent opportunity to socialize with Alexander Borodin, the Russian composer and women's rights proponent. Apparently, Natasha is a fan. She is pretending to be a concert violinist looking for contemporary works, and Clint has accompanied her, pretending to be her lover, which has scandalized Russian society. I have sent them several telegrams, but have not received any back. 4. Dr. Banner wishes for an early transfer back to the 21st century. He said, "You know that it was incredibly stupid for you guys to send me to a time when it was normal to turn a corner and almost get trampled by a horse." He mostly stays inside. 5. These series of events left me alone with Tony Stark. I specifically recall filing a request to never be asked to handle Stark on a one-to-one basis. The man is very obnoxious. 6. I no longer have to put up with his constant complaints, however, since he has abandoned the S.H.I.E.L.D. mission to join the enemy. He left a note suggesting that Tesla's plans are not evil, but simply require some tweaks on some of the more problematic technical issues. He has found Tesla and is now working with him to create a steampunk world for real. I do not understand what steampunk is, but Tony mentioned dirigibles, so maybe it has something to do with that. Stark also noted that you guys can't seriously expect me to not hang out with Tesla. He's fucking Tesla! I managed to find Tony to warn him of the consequences to our future, but he claimed that it would be fine and that if the future were ruined, he would keep traveling back in time and hacking history in different ways until he liked the results. I implored Dr. Banner to use his powers of persuasion on Stark, but he just said that from a scientific standpoint, Stark's experimental design was impressive, and that Tony was going to discover very important principles of causality in human events. Then he asked for more tea. 7. As a result of all these occurrences, I strongly recommend that S.H.I.E.L.D. send superpowered individuals to kidnap the Avengers and bring them back to their own time. 8. I will quit if I am ever asked to take the Avengers on a time travel mission again. Respectfully, Agent Jasper Sitwell. The end. Thank you for listening.